Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
You know, Patrick, Suburbs Fest is just around the corner.
That's right, Jim. We are living in good times.
All right, listeners, you may hear some rain. We are outdoors. Mm-hmm. We are at Settle Down Easy Brewery, and they like to keep us outdoors, and we're under a tent, though, but you might hear some rain, okay? Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's get that out of the way. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
With us today are...
Bud Verge.
Mike Schneider.
All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks for hanging out. Thanks for buying me beer. We are going to finish up the August New Music Listener Series today.
Great.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
Three calls. Should we just jump right in?
Let's do it.
Hi, Jim and Patrick, interns and Suburbs Pod community. It's Herb from New Jersey with new music picks for August. My pick is an artist that was introduced to me through YouTube. They obviously have my algorithm down pat because I find a lot of new music through them. And the artist is Sierra Ferrell, and her release is Long Time Coming. She's from West Virginia, and it definitely shows in her voice and musical style, which I guess you could describe as old-timey. It's a little jazzy, very country western, very mountainy. It's for the most part, all acoustic instruments, stand-up bass, guitar, mandolin, violin, or a combination, one or the other. And she has a voice that reminds me a bit of Dolly Parton, especially the early Dolly Parton. And the whole thing is, I think it's just fabulous. I think the videos actually show off her voice better than these recordings do. Most of them are shot live from different performances, and she's great, I think. I just hoping that she'd come around, you know, sometime by me. I definitely go. But the standout tracks are Made Like That and In Dreams. But my favorite is Jeremiah. And part of the reason is that Jeremiah is the name of my late father-in-law. And not a day goes by we don't think about him in this family, that's for sure. And I know Justin Steiner just lost his father-in-law. And I just like to kind of put this as a kind of shout-out to all the father-in-laws who may have, you know, impacted our lives in some way. That's all for me now. Talk to you later. Bye.
Sierra Ferrell.
Very nice. Beautiful song. And just want to say, too, thank you, Herb, for the call. And Rest in power to your father-in-law and also to Justin's, too. Sorry. So sorry to hear for that. Hear of that loss. And that's a lovely, lovely song. It really is. It reminds you of those deep mountainous valleys and hills in West Virginia when you drive through there. Yeah. Lovely.
Great sentiment on father-in-laws. My father-in-law was a great guy, and he gave me, I take away a lot of stuff from him and think about him daily, I'm sure. You know, this voice reminded me of great female vocalists, somewhat often thrown into the country category, like Alison Krauss and Kacey Chambers.
Yep.
But it was very free-flowing. I loved the feel of this song.
Yeah.
And I'm ready to hear the whole record.
Yeah. Totally agree, Mike.
It paid homage without really trying to make fun of or sound derivative of the sound that really was that classic kind of bluegrass sound that came out of the country hills, you know, back in the late 50s, early 60s.
Right. Yeah, exactly right. And it just has that ease of expression, right, that makes it feel like, wow, it's always been there. We're just kind of stating it now, you know, which I think
And D.C.'s
cool.
always been a big kind of country,
huge.
Bluegrass kind of area.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people think it's a very metropolitan area, but, you know, there's still a Saturday night show on public radio that has it's all bluegrass.
Yep.
Well, and the live venues in this city or this area often fostered that. I mean,
come in,
you know, whether it's the Birchmere or Child Herald and places like that.
Well, yeah. I mean, West Virginia is not very far from us.
No, an hour and a half.
Not at all.
Where you're going.
And historically, Virginia was a very southern state for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
It's only kind of in recent decades become.
People forget that.
Northern.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right. And I will just say, too, to close this little chapter, that there are many men in this world who are damn glad that I was not their son-in-law. So I just want to say that.
Oh, yes. All right. With that, let's move on to caller number two, Keith Jacobson.
Hey, Jim, Patrick, interns, and fellow Rockin' the Suburbs listeners. It's Keith Jacobson in Grand Rapids, calling in with my August new music picks. My first pick is from a band that I had on one of my Patreon episodes not too long ago, Michigan's own The Accidentals with Slow and Steady. This is their second single from their upcoming album, Vessel. The great harmonies and musicianship, which you've come to expect from this band, are featured on this latest track. This song was written by Katie Larson from the band while returning home from a tour during a snowstorm, trying to get home to see her dying childhood dog before she passed away. I think we can all slow things down and stay in the moment, as the song suggests. They're touring the country now through the fall for an album release tour and likely coming to a town near you. I'd definitely go check them out. My second song this month is from Neil Francis, also another artist that I've talked about on the pod before, with his new single, You Can't Stop the Rain. This is the first single from his upcoming album coming out later this fall. The Chicago-based singer-songwriter keyboardist is back at it after I featured him in April. This time he enlists Derek Trucks on slide guitar. The song reminds us that no matter what life throws at you, we all have plenty to be thankful for. So I guess those are two songs with some pretty good vibes behind them that I picked from August. I hope everybody's doing well, staying safe, and looking forward to seeing everybody at Suburbs Podfest. Thanks.
All right. Thanks to Keith, and so happy that Keith will be out here.
So exciting.
For the fest.
Yeah. And I will just quickly remind everyone, all dogs go to heaven. So
that's right. Before we get into Keith's picks, I just noticed that a nice Ram pickup just drove past, and it caught Bud's attention here, because Bud is in the market for a pickup, right?
Yeah, my wife said I can buy a truck next spring, so amazing that when you get the permission to buy a truck, all you see out on the road are trucks. I don't know if I'm a truck guy yet, but I want to do truck guy things, so.
Totally, man.
We'll see what happens.
I'll point you out. I don't know. You know about the Ford Hybrid 2022 pickup that's coming.
No, I'm going for the older style truck.
Okay.
It's
got to
be at least 10 years old. My budget's $15,000.
Got to have at least three dents.
There are two parameters. One, it must be a black truck.
Okay.
And two, it has to have black wheels.
Nice.
So those are the parameters for my truck.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Keep an eye out.
I'm not much of a truck guy, but I do remember driving a Dodge Ram truck from this area to Austin, Texas.
Yes.
And it was... It was like driving a jet.
Yeah.
Good times.
Man, that was an awesome
I remember
truck.
That, too.
Yeah. Mike saved our lives coming out of the hills of Asheville, North Carolina, also.
Yeah.
No one else was going to pilot that Airstream down that hill.
Good times. All right. The Accidentals.
Love them.
From Michigan, Slow nice and Steady. Folks. They yep. were, yeah, they were on yeah. the show thanks to Keith. Yeah. Right, really cool.
The sun has broke across the sky. Soft like a yolk burning my eyes. We're on the gas. Am I too late? She's still at home. I'm still halfway. In 3 hours, I'll be.
That's got hit written all over it.
Oh,
right?
Man, that was catchy as heck.
I
yeah.
want the 45 of that for my jukebox.
Totally, man.
Be great.
Yeah, absolutely. Tight harmonies and just kind of a cool rhythm, too. And I will say this, just listening to that song and you know, being here at Settle Down Easy Brewery, I noticed, speaking of Slow and Steady, the speed limit over there is 8.
So, 8?
Yeah, you don't see that sign too often over there by the bike. So that's slow and steady, man.
So I don't, keep it don't under walk 8. Too fast.
That's
okay.
Right.
Yeah, where did they come up with 8 instead of 10, right?
Oh, yeah.
10, too
Ten's
fast.
10's too fast.
That's right. Too much. Keep it slow and steady at 8 miles
but
an hour.
6, too
it's
slow.
Those pickup slow? Trucks that are causing the problem.
That's right.
Yeah.
Big pickup trucks.
Yeah. Any thoughts, Accidentals? They're a cool band.
You know, it. Yep. What was interesting is I want to hear the whole song because it felt like it's restrained but very – lots of fun, interesting guitars tinkling in there yeah. and everything. I'm just kind of wondering where the song is going to end up, and is it going to go boom at the end or whatever? Very tight. I liked it.
Yep.
Some of the cool things about new pop songs, you don't want to say they're written to a formula, but you can hear so much, you know, for being a music fan of like 40 years, you kind of know where the song is going and you can anticipate it, and you still enjoy it when
yes.
it goes
right.
there.
Great point.
Like, you
yeah.
know it's going to, you know, gonna hit the hi-hat right here, and it's going to lead into a drum chorus or something, and it's going to sound exactly like this, and then the chorus is going to come back right here, and you still are, like, you feel good when it comes back like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
It's
good.
Like anticipation of the ketchup coming out of
that's
the
right.
bottle
yeah.
next to the French fries.
That's right. Okay, next up is, fittingly, for our setting, Can't Stop the Rain.
Can't Stop It.
Neil Francis. Good use of like the pre-chorus, the way it really yep. builds anticipation into that chorus.
Yeah. I love the line, "I can't hide from you, girl, you're in every song." And that totally means a lot, right? You know, there's sometimes you just like got something on your mind, cannot get away from it. Radio isn't helping, music isn't helping, you're everywhere. So that was a cool line.
I will say that the beginning of the song made me think of early Elton John, which actually, then I hear the recording, I'm thinking I want to hear this song live.
Oh, yeah.
Are you sure this is, again, from 2021 and not some hidden track off of, like, Warner Brothers Lost Leaders, like a Little Feet throwaway track from, like, 1972?
Right.
Because that's the vibe I got.
On the Warner Brothers Limo Lost Leaders compilation.
Yes, yeah. You can find it in any used record store for $8. Right, double right. LPs. Yep.
All right, good stuff. Here's the last caller of the listener. All right.
August is wrapping up
the music series.
Hey, Suburbs Pod people. This is Vasant calling in from the suburbs of Chicago with a couple of August music picks. The first one came out at the very last day or two of July, but I'm counting it as August. It's by an artist called King Woman, and the album is called Celestial Blues. It came out on Relapse Records, so you know it's going to be a good, heavy record. This is kind of where doom metal meets shoegaze meets post-rock meets grunge, that area. So it's heavy and riffy, but it has dynamics and pretty clean vocals for the most part. So if you're into the heavier music, definitely check it out. The song I would recommend is called Morning Star. And the second pick is from a long-running Chicago band called Naked Raygun. Pretty underrated band, even though they've been around a long time. They were pretty big in the 80s indie punk scene, forefathers of the Chicago punk scene. But they have a new album out, which is like their first in 30 years, called Over the Overlords. So it's pretty much it's like they never even left. The same classic Naked Raygun punk rock with like anthemic choruses in the vein of Buzzcocks undertones and stuff. But it's like they've incorporated some interesting textures, some acoustic guitars, organ, horns, and stuff like that. So they still sound the same, but they've kind of pushed it forward a little bit as well. But it's the melodies, the hooks are all there. It's a really great album. And it's like a welcome return to the scene for Naked Raygun. And the song I would check out is called Living in the Good Times. So those are my two picks for August. Hope you enjoy. Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. Great to hear from Vasant.
Yeah, totally great. Always great to hear from him. Love that guy.
Yeah. So let's start here with the first one. King Woman. Anybody familiar with this band?
No,
I'm not.
No. What a name.
Morning Star. Think
I liked it a lot. Yeah. To me, interestingly enough, Slint is what I kind of heard as the precursor there with the quiet loud and the kind of picked choruses there with, you know, the echoey reverb guitar and everything like that. Yeah. And then it comes crushing in heavier definitely than Slint, you know, much more distorted on the guitars and everything, but kind of what I heard, good Midwestern kind of reference too.
I just love the juxtaposition, easy for me to say, of those mellow, mushy vocals with the crunchy guitars. Because I'm kind of like thinking, where's this going to go?
Right, you right.
Because
right.
he's so, it's almost, I'm sure it's a professed meekness almost to, you know, make those guitars sound even greater.
Right, right. And just to emphasize, right, that easy for you to say, that quiet, loud kind of thing that Slint did so well and kind of put together.
Right,
so, yeah,
right,
definitely.
Totally.
That's cool. King Woman. I will check that out. Yeah.
Now, I really can't think of a better way to end the new music series this month than with Naked Ray Gun.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely. I'm so glad they're still putting stuff out. I had no idea.
I had no idea either. So I'm super excited to hear this. Living in the Good Time. That makes me happy.
Love it. Just love it. Up and down, backwards and forwards.
Absolutely.
Yeah, great.
What an underrated band, don't you think?
Absolutely underrated band. Yeah, big part of the scene with Touch and Go and Ruthless Records and Big Black and kind of the heavy Breaking Circus and all those cool bands from Chicago in the mid-80s. But, man, it's so great that they're still making music. And that was great. I love that. Part where the guitar just got kind of chink, 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 and then the bass went. Yeah. It was really good.
It's super melodic. It's catchy.
Powerful.
It's got
what they've always been.
Still has real energy to it. It doesn't come off as like, you know, kind of phony kind of song.
Right.
It's like, it feels very pure. Love it. What a great band. And yeah, first record in 30 years, I guess.
Amazing.
And we're all better for it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I apologize in advance for rolling through your neighborhood with the windows all rolled down and the stereo cranked to 11, trying to recreate my college days.
That was totally on point.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounded perfect. You wouldn't change a thing in that song.
No.
Great.
And I'll tell you, I was lucky enough to see Naked Ray Gun many times in the 80s. They played a lot out here in D.C. because of the strong connection between Touch and Go and Discord and all that. And I remember one time specifically, they were at a matinee show. It was during a weekend day. I can't remember if it was Saturday or Sunday, but you bought your ticket, and with your ticket, you got a hot dog and a bag of chips.
That's great.
It was one of those things, you know, where they're like seven or eight
bands. The big hardcore matinees back in the early 80s.
No alcohol, but you did get a hot dog and a bag of chips.
Yeah, that's good.
So,
that sounds awesome.
Yeah, it was cool.
All right, thanks to everyone. This has been wonderful.
Yeah.
What a great week.
Thanks, you guys, so much.
Anyone would like to get in on the September new music?
That's right.
Just give us a call by the end of the month, you know, right around wherever we are, October 1st, something like that. We'll be busy.
We'll be a little busy, yeah.
So you got a couple of days extra, I think. But anyway, just call, leave a message. The songs do need to be released in September.
Mm-hmm.
Or
late
August
possible.
Usually is okay, you know. But yeah, but we're not, you're not looking for new to you music.
No.
In September. We're looking for new music from September.
Yep.
Call, leave a message, 612-440-1984. Yep. Or send us a voice memo to rock@suburbspod.com. All right. Let's get out of here.
Sounds good. Great week. Thanks to Justice. Yep. Thanks to Bud. Thanks to Mike. And thanks to Bill Mulligan for everybody for helping us out. And
Settle Down Easy, of course.
For hosting us. Yeah.
Great place. All right. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
I'm Mike Schneider.
And I'm Bud Verge.
And over there is Bill Mulligan.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, Bill.
We'll talk to you all later.
fry the computer.